KPLU is just thrilled to present a live performance from one of the most distinct jazz bands of the last 50 years, blending swing and jazz with Texas rhythm and blues and modern pop to become one of the most loved bands in the whole world. Please help me welcome to KPLU the Jazz Crusaders. How about that? The Jazz Crusaders live in the studios here at KPLU. On piano, Joe Sample, saxophone, Wilton Felder, Wayne Henderson on trombone, Doug Belote on the drums, and Nicholas Sample at the bass. Joe, let's not bury the lead. The Jazz Crusaders are going to put out a new record?
We have to make it first. Hopefully, as we have been going around in the recent or the past 2 years or so, you hope you get enough things live to put it to together, and we'll listen to it. Or we decide, would we like to write new material, which would also be very, very wonderful. Do you record that in a recording studio, or do you record it live? So we will have to make those decisions. I think if we are going to do it, the time has come, because we may be running out of time. We would certainly love to do it.
I would love to hear about the roots of the Jazz Crusaders, because you guys, Joe and Wilton, were in high school together, and Wayne, you came along in college in Texas. What was the scene like in Texas that helped you to develop your sound?
Man, the theme in Texas was blues, country, R&B, pop, a whole genre of music, that whole Gulf Coast spirit. So we took from even classical music, man. We all at one time wanted to be classical musicians. And as a matter of fact, in Texas Southern University, where we attended college, we had ran the gamut of all forms of music. So it's a big melting pot of various melodies, even country, if you will. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say this, too. I knew this kid over here on piano when he was like 5 years old. And we had a great time growing up as kids. So I can say we've been together forever. And this guy, I'm not going to even mention this guy, we've been together forever, too. So big melting pot of music down on the Gulf
Coast.
And
then we found that guy over there on drums in the onion fields of South Louisiana.
And the Jazz Crusaders, a history of looking for good bass players. Joe, you just made your own, huh?
Well, when that boy was born, I told him, if you don't learn how to play the bass and play it very well, because that's always been a nightmare for the Crusaders, was the basses, and that's why Wilton started playing bass. I told him if he doesn't learn the bass well, I wasn't going to feed him.
Now, we're glad you fed him.
When you guys got together and decided to leave Texas and leave the South, you went to Los Angeles, and this was the early 60s. Jazz was still really the New York scene, really. Why did you guys go to L.A.?
Easier to eat.
well, we had family, and we just somehow, you know, you see the pictures of New York City and say, no, we don't win the world. Come on, we grew up in farmland and bayous and woods. I did not grow up in big buildings, so it wasn't very enticing. Although, you know, I really wanted to move there at one point. But Los Angeles was a place that we had an opportunity to develop our particular style. New York was just so entrenched in its own ways.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're going to hear another tune now from the Jazz Crusaders. I've got a couple more questions, but what song are we going to hear next, Joe?
It is a song that is titled Weather Beat, and it was actually written for a very incredible DJ that was on an AM radio station in Los Angeles. His name was Johnny Magnus, and he would do the weather in between the phrases of the horn, like do 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 da da, Seattle, they're drowning up there. Stay out of there. Do, 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 Miami, hot as hell. Don't even think about going down there. The weather beat. Thank you.
Right on. Weather beat. It's the Jazz Crusaders live in the studios here at KPLU. Jazz Crusaders will be working on a new record here pretty soon, and I would be very interested to hear about the transition in around 1970 from Jazz Crusaders to Crusaders. What was the impetus for the name change there?
Well, there were quite a number of things. One of the things that I know that touched us or became conscious to us was that there were so many of the Black America jazz bands that were going to Japan, and they were being arrested because of drug problems, heroin, cocaine, and that. And the Japanese government at one point said they were not going to give visas to any more Black American jazz bands. And right away, we said, we're not jazz musicians. We're just musicians, you know? That was one of the, let's just get jazz off our name. All these other damn fools are not taking me down with them.
Right, right.
That was one of the reasons. The other reason, though, beginning in 1963, I went to New York. We all watched it over a five-year period. And by 1968, we had clearly noticed that another school of thought of what jazz was had settled in, and it was known as free jazz. Mm-hmm. Well, we are territory musicians. We were given tremendous gifts by God of all of the ingredients of African-American music, gospel, soul, jazz, hoochie-coochie, whatever you want to call it. We were given all of those gifts. All of a sudden, I wasn't about to tell God, I don't need that no more. I need this gift of European scientific music. Right. It went into free jazz. And I was not going to cut loose those ingredients that inspired me to become a musician in the first place that I was just really beginning to develop as a professional. Now, right when I'm at that point, are we supposed to cut that loose? No. So we wanted to be what we call ourselves territory musicians, mm-hmm. and we still are.
Yeah. I had a thought, too, George. You were saying that, see, when we grew up with the guys. Like, we were like 13, 14, 15 years old playing with blues guys like Percy Mayfield, that was B.B. King, that was Bobby Bland, these guys. And that whole southern style of blues and stuff we infused into our music. And quite interestingly, many times a person would say, man, you know, I like that band, but I don't understand jazz. But I like that band. So we just dropped the name jazz, kept playing the same music. And they said, oh, yeah, I like that band now. So the word jazz was tripping a few people up. So there came the Crusaders. But it just broadened our audience, and we had a great time doing it, too.
It certainly did. You guys got really popular in the mid-70s. You were opening for the Rolling Stones, and you were playing a lot of Beatles songs. And, in fact, the Beatles were big fans of yours. What do you think the appeal was to the rock and roll crowd of your music?
I remember when the British rock bands first started, I said, man, well, I'll be doggone. The English has to introduce American music to Americans. I thought that was the most bizarre thing ever, and that's what really happened. There's something is wrong when it's in your own backyard. But there were always the white groups who in the States were going into the Black neighborhoods, and like Bonnie Raitt used to go into the Black church. It was always appealing, mm-hmm. but the law said, the segregation law said, the Jim Crow law said, you're not supposed to do that. Well, once the civil rights document was signed by Lyndon Baines Johnson, then it was legally okay to record and play and involve yourself legally with African American music. But it was the British who first sold Black music back to America.
Amazing. We are live in the studios with the Jazz Crusaders. Let's hear another tune. What do you got coming up for us next?
We have an instrumental version of Street Life.